Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory.
How to find friendship today on Made for Glory. Are you lonely? Do you wish you had friends? Well, today's the episode for you. Finding friends can actually be very, very difficult, particularly in our this day and age where we find it so hard to connect with people. Obviously, we're coming on the tail end of a worldwide pandemic. People have been isolated from each other. They've been in quarantine. We have masks on. We don't go out in public. We don't meet other people. Sometimes we're filled with anxiety and stress about talking to people, about engaging with them. So finding true and authentic friends can be difficult to do. And sometimes people think, is it even worth it? Do I even need close friends? But the reality is that what our faith teaches us and what life teaches us is that yes, you do. In order to become the man or woman, become the person that God has created you to be, to have people around you who are good friends, who help you to experience life in a joyful way, help you become more yourself, is such a tremendous gift that God desires to give each one of us. The great C.S. Lewis, in his treatise on the four loves, he differentiates the love of friendship, which is philia, from the other types of love. And that philia is the type of love, the friendship love is where, unlike romantic love, where you're looking at one another, and you're talking about one another, and you talk about your love all the time in the opening days of a romantic relationship. When you're friends with someone, you're both facing the same direction. You're not facing each other, you're facing the same direction. You're pursuing some goal. And I think that's really important to recognize. If you want friends, then to see what is the goal that you are pursuing in life? What are the things that you are living for that are greater than yourselves? What cause is something that is worth living for? And then as you head in that direction, then you encounter other people that are also heading in that direction. And that begins to change. You begin to ask the C.S. Lewis to say, oh, I thought I was the only one. I thought I was the only one that cared so much about this, but I find that you care about it too. And there's a kinship, a friendship that grows through that. This chapter from Sirach continues, there is nothing so precious as a faithful friend, and no scales can measure his excellence. A faithful friend is an elixir of life, and those who fear the Lord will find them. Whoever fears the Lord directs his friendship aright, for as he is, so is his neighbor also. So the last thing then is, if you follow Jesus, you encounter the source of all love and the source of true and authentic friendship. Jesus tells us, I no longer call you slaves, I call you my friends. So when we come to encounter Jesus as a friend, then we encounter other brothers and sisters, the members of the church, other disciples who are following Jesus as well, who can be our friends too, who can build us up, who can help us become the best version of ourselves and to live in the happiness and holiness that we are meant for. When I first started living for the Lord in college, I remember I had, you know, grown up, sports teams, friends in all sorts of contexts. But when I started to seriously pursue my relationship with Jesus, it was only then that I encountered friends, brothers in the Lord, who are also following Jesus, who are still my friends to this day, who are still people that I can call on day or night, who help me to become a better person, who have my back no matter what, and help me to follow that goal of getting to heaven. So I hope today that you can experience Jesus's friendship with you. And as you do that, that you can experience the friendship of other people, helping you and cheering you on to become the person that God has created you to be.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.